Hello, I'm Shibby, and I'd like to welcome you to another session. If this is your first time with me, it's lovely to have you here, and welcome to the joyous world of painting using your imagination. Don't worry, we're just going to have a happy little session today. Life is all about creating happy places. So just lie down in a comfy spot like a bed or whatever suits you best and enjoy the ride. And for the rest of you experienced veterans out there, son of a gun, it is hard to believe you keep coming back, and I just want to thank you for that. I can't tell you how many messages I've gotten, such lovely messages of how much you've all improved and how much the sessions have helped. My heart goes out to you all. Now, if you're a long-time listener, you know that we usually coat the canvas with a very thin layer of liquid white. This time around, I'm going to be showing you some new techniques. That's why today I've used liquid latex. It creates this lovely, slick, slightly sticky film over the canvas. But the shiny effect is oh so worth it, trust me. Oils are wonderful and all, but latex. It's quickly becoming my favorite paint of them all. So let's get started. I thought today we'd just do a very simple little scene which I just know you are going to enjoy. But that latex-coated canvas is so very dark right now. You might as well shut your eyes. Just close them for me. And picture the canvas stretched out in front of you, taking up all of your vision, held up by its strong easel. That's it. So lovely. Go ahead and bring your dominant hand up to your head, touching your forehead with your fingertips. There you go. You're natural at this already. Nice and gentle. Now follow my strokes along with your fingers. Mimic my movement. We're going to start off with the phthalo blue. I like phthalo blue. It's a very warm blue, and it's the perfect color for our sky. I'm going to place the brush on the left-hand side. And I'm just going to slide along. All the way over. To the right, following with your fingers, pulling the paint along with us, picturing it in your mind, pulling you along with me. Now back we go, from the right to the left. Nice and light. Such a lovely cool blue. Working our way down, sinking, relaxing. So wonderful. Sunlight is so important. It triggers the production of melanin in your body. True sunlight, you gotta be out in it. Not wearing sunglasses or looking through a window. Keeping you nice and warm and healthy on the inside. giving your skin its color and many other things. And that's why looking up into the sky is so important. Something you should do every day. I'm just adding a bit of orange to the cover palette. And just continuing to drag left to right. Such a beautiful sun up there in the sky. Left and right. Right to left. Covering the whole top portion of the canvas. In our world, we can do anything we want to. Making a nice, relaxed base for us to build upon. You can put your arms back down by your side now. Very good. There. Didn't take too long at all, did it? So comfy and such a lovely, peaceful sky already. And now we're just going to add some little clouds up there. Keep the sky company with some fluffy friends. And for that, we want titanium white. Not too much, because we want to be delicate. But first we need to clean a brush though. That's really important. For that we'll need a little bit of water. Just a little bit. So we can dip in the brush. And get it nice and clean. Gotta get it nice and clear. And relax for me. No pesky flecks of imperfection. Drunk for me, drunk for me. Hiding in any nooks or crannies. Deeper, deeper. You've got to let it, all of it, come out. Deeper, deeper, deeper. So then we can make something beautiful together. Let it get washed away. You don't need it there. Let yourself sink, sink. Heck, you don't want it there. Calming your mind, calming your mind. So that it, when it gets dipped in color, dropping deeper, deeper. It's pure.
Drop, drop.
And just drift along for me. Perfect. Now I'd like you to gently bring up your other hand to your head for this bit too. Using your first and middle finger and resting them on your temples. Either side of your head. Pressing just a little harder than before. And we're just going to make little circles with the brush. Little circles. And this is our sky. And I'd like you to follow along by doing circles with your fingertips. Round and around. Following my brush. Filling it in. So wonderful. Circles on top of circles. Taking any wicked little thoughts inside your brain, mixing them.
them up and
pushing them out. Isn't that so much fun? When you're with me, you don't need them at all. It's crucial to be as relaxed as you can when being creative. Getting all those niggling little demons up there to let the lovely sun's rays shine through. And wherever you think the brush should be, that's exactly where it goes. And we're just making tiny little circles. Circles and circles and circles. Round and around. Relaxing feels good. Round and around. Calming, soothing, you want to relax, you need to relax, no need for thoughts, to relax. Put your arms back down by your side now. We don't need those anymore. With each cloud we let go, it's going to calm your breathing for me. I think we can do that. So very easy. So breathe in with me. One. Two. Three, holding it there, so peaceful, such a lovely little cloud, letting it go, three, floating, two, drifting, one, So at home, high in the sky, where it belongs, peaceful. Now that poor little cloud can't be alone up there. We've got to give him some friends. So let's make another one. One. Two. Three. Bigger than before. So you're safe, high up there in the sky. Once again, letting it go. Three, watching it sail away. Two, just like your thoughts. One, your distractions, your worries. The canvas is your happy place. Happy little clouds, where anything is possible. And we're just gonna keep filling the sky with clouds. Gentle breathing, so relaxing, circling away. Seeing happy little clouds floating high up into the sky releases serotonin and all of that throughout your body and mind. Making you feel happy. Contentment is such a wonderful thing. Floating along, floating away with those happy little clouds. Happy to lie back and Let it happen.
Feeling these lovely waves of contentment washing through you.
Such a beautiful little picture already.
And you can always come back and create such wonderful worlds with me.
In our world, we can do anything we like. I can help you make anything I'd like. If you ever feel yourself becoming distracted by unwanted thoughts, anything at all that doesn't make you feel good, make a cloud with me and watch it float off. We don't need it from down here. If you get distracted at any point, don't worry, that's alright. Sink back down. Relax with me. Just make circles and circles and circles until you float away. There are no mistakes here. Just happy little accidents. Such a happy, safe place to be. Drop into a deep, relaxing trance.
Deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, 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 deeper.
So quiet, so calm, so still. You look beautiful right now, so special. I think we need a mountain. Proud, serene, all alone. Unmovable, unshakable. Covered in vibrant green trees. Happy little trees dotted all around.
And we do that with gentle taps on the canvas with the pointy end of the brush.
Just starting at the top and then just dragging it down. You decide where they live, stretching far off into the distance.
Maybe one over here.
It's beautiful out here. Maybe there's some rocks all along the mountain ridge, with a hint of snow, cold, icy snow. You wouldn't want to be out there too long. But it's stunning to look at. And with the simplest of snaps,
drop, 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 drop deep, drop, 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 so deep, so deep,
pulling you down,
down, pulling you down,
going deeper. You see the canvas filled, like magic. You don't even question it. Snaps are so powerful and it's just so serene you don't care. When I was a kid, I used to love climbing trees. A real tomboy, I guess. Wearing baggy shorts and a long t-shirt. Girly stuff didn't interest me at all. I'd love to stay out here forever myself. Live in the woods, that'd be so lovely. And watch the world go by.
Walking along, we arrive at the foot of a giant oak tree. And with a snap, we climb it together, your mind sinking down so that we can float up, ascending high up with ease, supported by its sturdy branches. Just like that, so easy. I know, that was pretty cool, huh? It's so lovely up here atop its mighty branches, safe and secure. Lying back with your head cradled against my soft bosom. The view is beautiful. So peaceful and so happy. Wildlife scurrying around beneath us. So many lovely creatures. So many tiny critters, each of them one of life's little miracles. All sorts of birds chirping in the adjacent trees, squirrels foraging for nuts. Maybe there's a deer or two in the long grass. It's all up to you. This is your world. It's so peaceful up here. Nature is so beautiful, and I'm so happy we can spend time in it. Whatever makes it pleasant in our happy place together, you can create it. Every great artist has their muse, an object where creativity, ideas, and inspiration sparkle from. You are my muse, and I'm so thankful for that. And I hope that makes you happy in your happy place inside your mind. I often get asked the question, how do you know when a painting is finished? It's so difficult to find your way all alone. And I always say, when I sign it, silly. And that's what I'd love to do with you today. If you want. That is, sign your lovely little painting. I'll be using unconventional methods to sign it, mind you. You've been trapped thinking on the surface of your mind. To unlock your true creativity, you must finally, fully relax deeper than you've ever gone before. Now there's just one bit left of the canvas, an empty square left in the bottom corner, untouched by the trees. Black latex of the canvas exposed, with a thin path leading to it. So empty, blank. This is our cabin in the woods, with a simple pitched rubber roof, cladded walls stained in latex. Like lava, it's slowly seeping from within and tumbling down. Oozing. No door of any sort that you can make out. It may look dark, but that's because you're not yet inside of it. Peer a little closer. It has this feeling to it. I can't quite put my finger on. Like it's pulling, gravity distorting. I've heard stories that it's possessed or something. I know this might sound silly, promise not to laugh, but I've heard all sorts of weird noises from that direction of the woods. Moaning and creaking and like a woman's voice. It just seems kind of creepy and eerie all isolated like that. I'm afraid in order to get inside, you're going to have to go so much deeper. The only way to do that is to take you up, so you can plunge back down, making the leap inside, crossing the bridge. The night is starting to draw in, and you've done so wonderfully today with me. The sun is going down and it will be dark soon. I should really take you back to the surface with me. Unless you want to see what's inside the cabin with me. One more adventure before you go. Don't say I didn't warn you. Inside the cabin will be quite different. I might not be myself inside that cabin. I don't know. I just have this feeling about it. You've made so much progress, and we've had such a lovely, happy little time together. Maybe we should keep it that way. It's been so lovely taking you to this happy place. I want you to remember it deep inside of yourself. You can come back here in your mind whenever you want. Whenever you think of me. This is your happy place. You're so sweet. Here, hold my hand. Trust me. Follow me. Just relax and let a happy, happy smile, a little happy smile spread across your face as we descend the tree together. Bye. I really do love this place. I could stay here forever. Four. Taking one last look at the sun setting off in the distance. Such vibrant oranges, pinks, and purples. Three. Hold on to that happiness, our happy place. Two. Back on the surface. One. Eyes open. Still hazy and foggy, but so relaxed. So happy. You did so well for me. And this is one of the nicest, easiest ways to make you so deep in your mind, blank and empty. Experimenting is good. Trying new things is exciting. If this is where you're leaving, then you did so wonderfully. Such a lovely, relaxing little painting. Even if it's not completely finished, that doesn't matter at all. Every painting is special and always slightly different from the last. You're special. Thank you, and until next time, happy painting.